Thank you, Ward Toma, for talking with me today about an issue here with the draft curriculum. Or as far as Alberta canola is concerned, there is an issue with what's going on. I know a lot of people know the draft curriculum is being redone in a couple of certain subjects, and your guys' main issue and what you guys want to change is getting agriculture into the science subject. What exactly How would that happen? How would that be gone about?
Well, we've been providing resources for teachers to use at various levels in the school system for a few years, and agriculture as a separate curricular study area is not in the curriculum. And what we're advocating for is that, particularly as you referenced science curriculum, is that agriculture be used as an example or as a resource, so that when students are learning science, that agricultural science issues and examples be used to help teach those science outcomes. And that's really all we are looking for, is that there's lots of industries that might be used as an example, but we'd like agriculture to be one of them. And that science is used heavily. And scientific outcomes and scientific thinking are used heavily throughout agriculture, from farming to food manufacturing to food production to cooking and baking and everything in between. So lots of examples that can be used in the schools by the teachers to teach sciences, as well as, agriculture's got a pretty big history in the country and in the world, so there's lots of opportunities to use it in other areas of the curriculum as well. So what we are asking the government is, the government of Alberta and the Department of Education was volunteered to act as a resource or an advisory panel for any reviews of any aspects of the curriculum, so that we would be able to provide the developers of the curriculum the best practical knowledge that we have, and examples that would be appropriate for use in the school system.
And it says, in based on the last census, only farmers represent 3% of the population, but it seems like the vast majority of Canadians know little to nothing about the agriculture industry. Why is this so important for kids to learn at a young age and throughout the grades?
Well, everyone needs to learn always, right? So one of the things, as you mentioned, this very small percentage of the Canadian population are from farms. And a piece of information that came out recently, the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity did a survey of consumers and Canadians, and found out that over 90% of Canadians have no idea about agriculture. They have no idea about farming or where their food comes from. So that really raised some eyebrows in the agricultural industry, like that we need to work on this. And a really good place is where, people are learning, and so schools are one of those places. So that, if we use examples of agriculture when youth are graduating from high school or junior high, for that matter, they move it on, and they would have knowledge of agriculture. They would not be a complete unknown to them. They would have run across examples about agriculture in their science learning at school.
And I know a lot of children up in the northwestern area where I am do live around that canola fields, and there's dairy production, chickens, and all that kind of stuff happening. I feel like it's more of the kids that don't live near it don't really know what's going on. So is this going to be implemented or like more towards how it works in Alberta or Canada-wide, like the agriculture industry is what you're
Well,
trying to
it, you know, I, yeah, it's examples of agriculture. We wouldn't want to be too specific, and we understand completely that the people developing a curriculum to be taught in the schools. I mean, we're not there to push our agenda onto the schools. They're very, very sensitive towards industry pressure in curricular development, and so we're aware of that. We're just offering the fact that agriculture can provide lots of examples for learning science. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it is hard to not be in the piece in July and not see a yellow field. That's just going to happen. Very big canola production area. And you're just going to run across it. That being said, farms are more specialized than they used to be, right? So a grain and oilseed operation without livestock, those folks in that farm, when those kids of school age in that farm, they may not know, the ins and outs of cattle production or swine or poultry production or what goes on in the dairy. So that, you know, examples for would be just as useful about agriculture in the segments that they don't do on their farm would be just as useful to them as, you know, kids in town that have no connection to agriculture at all.
Mm-hmm. I completely 100% agree with you. I know that agriculture is a huge part of Canadians' lives as well as Albertans' lives, and it keeps us going, essentially.
It is. Everybody needs to eat. And, you know, the agricultural and food sector in Alberta is one of the top three employers from an industry standpoint in the province. It is a huge part of everybody's daily lives, and we are of the opinion that everybody should know something about it.